Former NFL player, congressional candidate calls Kaepernick a national disgrace. By Daniel Leberfeld on November 29, 2019. A former NFL player who is running for Congress isn't a fan of original anthem protester Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is a national disgrace and I'm tired of seeing him celebrated like he's a hero, wrote Jeremy Stott in a fundraising letter. The former NFL defender is a candidate in California's 8th Congressional District. In the letter, Stott wrote, "Help me send a strong message to left-wing radicals in Washington that America is fed up with their game plan, just like they are fed up with Colin Kaepernick." On his website, it states, "Unlike Colin Kaepernick, this NFL pro always stood for the red, white and blue with toes on the line." Kaepernick started an anthem kneeling movement in the NFL to protest police brutality. "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color," Kaepernick told NFL.com in August 2016. "To me, this is bigger than football and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. In 2019, there are just two players still kneeling, Carolina's Eric Reed and Houston's Kenny Stills." Stott was a second-round pick of Pittsburgh in the 1998 draft, and spent three seasons with the Steelers. He then had a brief stint with the St. Louis Rams and in the Arena League, but quit football in 2004, and joined the Marines, after his Arizona State football teammate Pat Tillman was killed in action. In March of 2007, Stott was deployed to Haditha, Iraq as an infantry machine gunner. "Unlike Kaepernick, I gave up a career in the NFL and joined the Marines after 9/11 when my nation needed me," Stott stated. "I followed the example of my friend, Pat Tillman, whom I played football with at ASU and I've never looked back." And now he has decided to run for Congress while drawing strong contrast between Kaepernick and himself. "Unlike Colin Kaepernick, this NFL pro always stood for the red, white and blue with toes on the line, and if elected to Congress, I will fight to ensure the NFL always enforces that rule," it stated in his campaign fundraising email. "I stood shoulder to shoulder with the greatest of Americans, the men and women of U.S. Armed Forces, and I walked away from professional football to have the honor of serving this great nation." Also on the ballot for this congressional seat are Democrats Chris Bubser, James Ehlers along with Republicans Nathan Charette, Tim Donnelly, Destiny Lovato, Jay Obernolte and nonpartisan Peter Matthiessen. The 6'6 Stott, who played at the NFL at 300 pounds, but slimmed down a great deal when he joined the Marines, is currently a welding professor at Bakersfield College. He feels there's a need for more veterans in Congress. "Right now, in the sitting House, 22% are veterans. It's one of the lowest percentages that we have ever had in this country," Stott told the Bakersfield College newspaper. "And we wonder why our VA, Veterans Affairs, system doesn't work."